The views and opinions of the hosts and guests are their own and do not necessarily reflect the position of the management and staff of Guardian Network.
Good morning this morning and welcome back to Guardian Radio 96.9 FM, your station for fresh news, smart talk all day. It is Thursday the 19th of September 2024 and you are on the clock with Aaron Green. We're going to tune into the newspapers today. The numbers to call 323-6232, 325-4316. 325-4259, 242-300-5720 for Family Island residents. It's toll-free. It's a toll-free number. Again, that's 242-300-5720 for Family Island residents. And the text line, 422-GR96. That's 422-4796 by BTC. And before we get to the headlines this morning, a little housekeeping. HHT Family Association September monthly meeting and thank you social. Tell your car you have a date Friday night. Tell your car, rest up because we're going to St. John's Auditorium Friday night, 7 p.m. to meet up with all your Hannah Hasty Tynes family. Another quick note, I think I have Mr. Nuri joining me in studio this morning. Mr. Nuri.
Hey, it's me.
You know the boy named Sawyer Boy?
Yes, I met
from Star, Star Round the Corner.
The bright skin boy.
Yeah, the comedian. Guess what? He's in Jamaica performing.
No, I just saw Sawyer Boy today.
Yeah, he was in Jamaica performing.
Oh, he was in Jamaica.
Sawyer Boy had a phenomenal comedy performance in Jamaica.
Jamaicans could understand his accent?
Yeah.
Okay.
Jamaicans versatile, you know.
Yeah.
And it turns out Bahamians are versatile as well. And Sawyer Boy come back and he say, Aaron, don't mind when you go to Jamaica, don't mind what Rasta say. Nobody's eat fish in Jamaica, okay? Just don't eat vegetables. Eat vegetables, all right?
They don't eat fish?
I just saying. Sawyer Boy went down there and did a phenomenal job.
Nice.
The story, Jamaican broadcast, like a morning show,
yeah.
Like our morning show with Mark Daniels, Bahamas at Sunrise.
Mm-hmm.
He was featured on one of their daily broadcast,
mm-hmm.
and they showed clips from the show.
Nice.
Sawyer Boy had the Jamaicans rolling in the room, man.
Nice.
It was awesome. It was awesome.
I need to see it.
Yeah, this is it. Now, are you talking to Sawyer Boy now? Like, does he own the footage? How can Bahamians access that footage, that show? Will he be able to use clip,
yeah,
comedy special, yeah. A collage of clips and thing? But it was great, right? And I think what signals his, I would say success, but his talent is when you could tell jokes across cultures.
Yes. And people can appreciate the humor.
Yeah.
Despite the cultural nuances.
Right. When you can open up your culture to another culture and the people don't laugh at you, they laugh with you.
Mm-hmm.
You know, that takes extreme talent. And I just wanted to recognize our boy, Sawyer Boy.
Bahamians Global.
Yeah.
And what I find entertaining or appreciative is that there are a number of Caribbean nations who can appreciate what being Bahamian is.
Mm-hmm.
That they can say, yes, that's a Bahamian there.
Yeah.
I know them. I see them walking up. I see them talking.
Mm-hmm.
That's how they act. That's
right.
How they respond.
And then the best part is when they say, yeah, we got some Bahamian, like from St. Lucia. Yeah, we got some Bahamian in St. Lucia too.
Yes, yes.
I swear every day I go by my Grammy house, my cousin is a Bahamian.
Yes.
You know, and anyway, I wanted to say to Sawyer Boy, congratulations on the success of that performance, that event. And we hope to see you much more in the Bahamas, but also across the globe. I think Sawyer Boy could do it. And I think we may be dismissing the opportunity for Bahamian, like local Bahamian talent to perform and work and make money abroad, engaging diasporic audiences, both Bahamian diaspora and the wider Caribbean diaspora. And so they're young people. There's plenty room. There's plenty room in comedy and the arts and entertainment for professional careers. And you got someone like Sawyer Boy leading the way. You also got Shakespeare in Paradise crew. They've been all over the world. I think Dion Johnson and Patrice Francis, among a group of others, have been sold to perform as a part of a renowned, repertories, theatrical repertories. Anyway, we're going to just say congratulations to all them people. Mr. Newry, plenty news this morning. I wanted to start, I think, with this story in today's Tribune. Families angry granted bail. Arrest warrants issued for three more men who failed to appear in court. Relatives of men killed in police shootings erupted in anger outside the magistrate's court complex after acting coroner Cara Turnquest DeVoe granted bail to 11 officers during a committal hearing yesterday. The mother of Azario Major, one of the men killed, was escorted from the courtroom after becoming emotional over the situation. The officers could be charged with crimes because the inquest into their actions resulted in a homicide by manslaughter ruling. They are due back in court on September 25th for a status hearing to determine of the charges and when they might be tried in the Supreme Court. The coroner issued arrest warrants for three people who failed to appear. Shando King, a wanted man fired from the police force earlier this year for unrelated reasons. Constable 4185 Ferguson and Corporal 3139 Denzel DeVoe. Court Marshal Angelo Whitfield reported that Constable Ferguson was on sick leave, but the coroner noted she had not received a sick note. No explanation was given for Corporal DeVoe's absence. Coroner Turnquest DeVoe granted bail to the 11 officers despite objections from the court marshal, who noted their absence from Monday's proceedings and their half-hour lateness yesterday. Mr. Whitfield described their actions as a, quote, defiance, close quote, of the court. K. Melvin Monroe, representing most of the officers, said their lateness was due to an internal matter at police headquarters. He argued that the officers did not have their summons documents on Monday, prompting the coroner to state that Commissioner Clayton Fernando was responsible for providing the necessary documents. Mr. Monroe argued that there was no evidence the officers would abscond or interfere with witnesses and said they were suitable candidates for bail due to their lack of prior offenses. Coroner DeVoe ultimately granted $9,500 bail to each officer with one or two sureties required. In the packed courtroom, relatives of the deceased were separated from the 11 officers by a row of Some relatives shouted their objections to the officers' bail outside the courtroom. Frederick Major, Zario's father, praised the coroner but said the families felt, quote, horrible, close quotes, and believed the officers were granted special privileges. He said, quote, the families are distraught. This is a complete atrocity in this nation today. We are calling for the resignation of the Commissioner of Police because he should have done his job, due diligence from the initial stage, close quotes. Relatives also voiced confusion about the next steps and the charges the officers might face. Mr. Major added, quote, 46 shells were fired at my son, 46 shells. He received 31 entry wounds to his body, 9 to the head. That means 22 to the body. Is that manslaughter? Does that sound anything like manslaughter? That's murder, complete intentional murder, close quotes. Aniqua Pinder, the sister of Valentino Johnson, who was killed last year on Seven Hills Road, expressed a continued desire for justice and praised the coroner for her actions under the law. Mr. Monroe, the lawyer for most of the officers, empathized with the relatives but maintained that the officers acted lawfully. Quote, the family will criticize that position, it's bail, because they have a loved one who has died, but at the end of the day, I'm still of the view that my clients acted lawfully even though we had adverse findings by the jury, close quotes. He said, quote, and I'm almost certain that these matters, once they go to the Supreme Court, if they go to the Supreme Court, will result in my clients being vindicated, close quotes. David Cash, representing the estates of Azario Major, Harold Brown, Richard Bastian, and Gino Finley, Jr., would be charged with manslaughter. Rizzard Humes and Ramona Farquharson Seymour represented the estates of D'Angelo Evans and Valentino Johnson. The coroner's rare action ordering the officers to be tried at the Supreme Court comes after months of confusion about what would happen following the adverse inquest findings and could set a precedent for how the matters are handled in the future. Coroner's court inquests do not determine criminal liability. In cases of adverse findings, the DPP has traditionally been expected to review the evidence and decide whether the case should proceed to trial. Acting Director of Public Prosecution Cordell Frazier began sending Commissioner Clayton Fernanda directions concerning the officers as early as April, but the commissioner declined to reveal her guidance to the press and did not publicly act on them. Last week, National Security Minister Wayne Monroe suggested the coroner was responsible for determining what should happen. Full stop, end of article. I wanted to read the entire article into the record because I am not a lawyer, and we want to be very careful to ensure that we are not perverting the course of justice by discussing elements of the matter or the individual cases that could result in, that the discussions could result in a mistrial of some sort. The one thing I will say, well, I want to say this. We continue to read the articles into the record, right, until I have absolute clarity on what elements we could discuss. We know that we are at the coroner's court stage, but like we're in between the coroner's court and what I imagine is the Supreme Court. And I don't know if these matters are now technically before the courts, right, where your ability to discuss them in the public domain is restricted, right, by rules of judiciary.
What I'm appreciative is that the Bahamian public is able to see the law works, the mechanisms work. It's the first time I've seen such things happening in a coroner's court. You know that a coroner's court exists. But mm-hmm. to see a magistrate, I think that's what she is, a magistrate?
No, the coroner, acting coroner, Cara.
Okay, coroner,
DeVoe.
Okay, I thought. Okay.
Cara Turnquest.
Okay, from the coroner to see the mechanisms of what the coroner can do, right, mm-hmm. after inquest. Bahamian people should take note, see and learn how it works for future reference. Mm-hmm. And so I am appreciative of what is happening now.
The 2 points I want to make, the question, the family questions the matter of bail. I'm not sure if they're questioning whether bail should have been issued at all or the amount, whether the amount of bail, the amount attached to the bail is not significant or is not sufficient to represent the...
The weight?
The weight of the offense or the charges against the individuals. But the thing that I think concerned me and concerned a lot of people, it's like a reflexive thing when you hear this term. It was used in this article and it was used in the article arrest warrants issued for 3 officers after court. Where Melvin Monroe said that his clients had not been properly served, right? Like, they did not appear in court because they did not get their summonses. The Bahamians have heard that phrase before while in court matters. Your Honor, the officer, it turns out the officer wasn't properly summoned, right? Like, they weren't made aware that they were expected to appear in court. Decades. We've heard that over decades and decades and decades. And so I found it of note that the court marshal also brought it up in his commentary or within the court case, his objection right to bail on the matter. If we read again from the article, Court Marshal Angelo Whitfield reported that Constable Ferguson was on sick leave, but the coroner noted she had not received a sick note. No explanation was given for Corporal DeVoe's absence. Coroner Turnquest DeVoe granted bail to the 11 officers despite objections from the court marshal, who noted their absence from Monday's proceedings and their half-hour lateness yesterday. Mr. Whitfield described their actions as a, quote, defiance, close quote, of the court. And in matters before the courts, many people feel the same way. Like, I have to show up to court. A ticket, I didn't pay it, it then turns into like a summons. If you don't pay the ticket, you must show up to court on this date. Why is it that police officers are not being penalized for ignoring an order of the court? And why is it that this explanation of, oh, they were not properly summoned, is continually being heard in the court system? I had a matter, Mr. Newry, that went on for just about 3 years. It went over a span of 3 years, and the officer just never showed up once, ever. And at the end of the case, I was trying to put my hand up to say, so, Your Honor, you're not going to issue an arrest warrant for an officer that has refused to show up to court like 3-4 times? I think that is what makes people reflexive. And so I agree, Mr. Newry, it is great to see the process of the law, to see it playing out, right? We'll continue to read what is printed in the papers by reporters after attending these court cases, but we, particularly in this matter, and given the nature of the matter, where family members are seeking justice for their loved ones, we on the sidelines don't want to do anything that will pervert the course of justice. I think we're going to go to the phone line in a second. Let me read this text. Okay, I'm not going to read that text, Texter, but I read it to myself, and I will note it. Aaron, how is it that police don't show up for court? Police. That's a taxi. I mean, technically, you don't see them.
No, they and repeatedly.
Yeah.
Like, the case got adjourned because they didn't show up, and the next date, they didn't show up again, and the next date.
Right.
Yeah. I remember there's one recently where there were senior police officers, right, who did not show up to any of the case proceedings. And I'm saying, surely the commissioner of police should have inquired about it.
All right, let's go to the call quickly, producer. Good morning, caller. We got 30 seconds. You could hear my producer. He ready to roll.
Good morning, Aaron. Good morning, T.A.
Good morning, sir.
Very quickly here. Yeah, well, the matter you brought up with, you show up, you don't show up to court, they automatically issue an arrest warrant because you didn't show up. But oftentimes on your case, police officers do not show up and we don't hear where, even if they miss one time or two times, that no arrest warrant or bench warrant is sent out for them to be arrested to bring them to court. And it also results into the backlog with some of these simple cases. We could get them if everybody would just show up and just be to court on time.
Absolutely.
And, so that's where it's at. Thanks for taking my call.
Absolutely. Thank you. I got another caller on the line. Listen, you got to hold on. Okay, let's go, caller. You got 30 seconds.
30 seconds? Let me call back.
Sure, call back. Absolutely, call back. On the other side of the break, I'm going to ask Mr. Newry, what happens when you have to pay an officer to serve a summons on another officer? You're on the clock with Aaron Green. Stay tuned. We got to go to a break. We'll be right back.
The Grand Bahama News is available every Tuesday in the Nassau Guardian. You can buy your local paper at Freeport convenience stores, Western Bakery, DeGregory's Fine Foods, and Bellevue Gifts. Now is the time to reach your Grand Bahama market with affordable packages, including print and digital. Call GB News sales representative Kavandre at 822-6717 or message him on WhatsApp for ad rates. Classified ads are now available every Tuesday as well. Keep up with everything Grand Bahamian every Tuesday in the Nassau Guardian.
You try to rest, but roll with the best. For all your printing needs, there ain't no one better, no.
For posters and banners, magazines and flyers. For window decals, greeting cards and newsletters. No job too big and there's no job too small. You name it, we can print it. Just give us a call. Let Printmasters needs to life.
Located at the Nassau Guardian Building, telephone 302-2361.
Never again. Are you tired of the same old 5K runs? Want something more? Then get ready for the Chick Charney Challenge City Run on September 28th, starting at Crypto Wild. Test your strength, stamina, and spirit. It takes all of you to dodge, climb, conquer obstacles as you race through the heart of the city. Lace up and get to the Chick Charney Challenge City Run. Register now on our website, chickcharneychurn.com, or on our social media pages. Brought to you by Kalina, Island Yogurt, Advantage Insurance, Art of Graphics, Crypto Wild, and Guardian Radio 96.9.
This is Guardian Radio 96.9 FM, Nassau, Bahamas.
These people, won't stop talking.
Be careful of those people that you call your friend. Some are real and some are pretend. They smile up in your face while they stab you in your back. The minute you're not around, your name they attack. Stop being so frenzy. These people ain't got no loyalty.
Welcome back to On the Clock with Aaron Green on Guardian Radio 96.9 FM. Mr. Newry, did you know that you have to pay a police officer to deliver a summons?
I'm not sure if I did know that or not, or I assume that that's what happened.
Yeah, I am still stunned by that. I refuse to believe that, and I hope that I never, ever have to serve a summons on someone, because I cannot understand why I would have to pay an officer that is being paid to perform his duties with my taxpayer dollars to perform another duty.
Apparently, that's not their duty to serve summons.
So how is summons is supposed to be served?
And you pay. But what I find entertaining, do you know, if you import a car, you know, normally you're supposed to have
a dealer's disc on it to be able to move it from the dock to the place where you're going to have
you
it licensed.
You can hire an off-duty police officer to drive and escort you to deliver your car. I didn't know that was possible. And you pay them.
Hold on, you pay the officer in hand?
Yeah.
You pay them personally? You put the money in the officer's hand?
Well, they're in the police uniform and in police motorbike, whatever it is. So I don't know who you pay. But I know you can pay them.
Because just don't say Police Staff Association. Because
more likely the Police Staff Association.
Because the police are not supposed to have a union. And I don't understand why we think that just calling a union an association makes it not a union.
I'm not sure who pays for the gas or anything. But I know they can escort your car. Instead of getting OT's plates, they can escort your car to wherever you go.
All right, I got two callers on the line. And then I got to ask you again, Mr. Newry. What happens when you have to pay an officer to serve a summons to another officer? Good morning, caller. You on the clock.
Green.
Yes, sir.
How are you, Mr. Newry?
Pleasure.
I got three quick points I want to talk on.
Yes,
number
sir.
One, have you ever had to go to the traffic court?
Yes, it's very entertaining.
They have everybody summons. You got to be the court for 6 o'clock. That's unfair.
Yeah.
Because you know you got to serve 30 people at 6 o'clock.
Yep.
Time it out. You know, 6:30, 7, like that. But you can tell everybody, even in morning court, everybody will be called for 10 o'clock, at 9, 12, 1 o'clock, or even 2 o'clock, your case ain't called yet, you're still there.
Here's what happens. Because some people don't show up, because some officers don't show up, right, to facilitate the most effective movement of people and efficient movement of people through the system, they need everybody here just in case they agree.
And then what happens? What happens to me who show up and you ain't calling my name till 12, 1 o'clock?
You just gotta wait and hope for the best.
But another thing, too. I witnessed this now, an accident on Soldier Road.
Yes, sir.
Right? This fella cut the corner. The woman was on the corner, and like she come on the road.
Mm-hmm.
The fella cut the corner short. So what happened is he scraped her bumper off.
Mm-hmm.
And he telling her, how are you too far out the corner? You do this or that. But the car was at a complete stop.
Mm-hmm.
He cut the corner short.
Mm-hmm.
And, you know, he's trying to rally up with the lady because she was a woman. A couple of us were sitting there. We tell him, no, but be witnesses.
Mm-hmm.
So she say, I will call the police. So he say, I can call the police. Listen to this, Miss Green. This is a true story from here to heaven. He did call the police. Then the police pull up there. Him and the police start speaking in Creole.
Ah, boy.
So what we did, we play like we was taking the name, the number of the police car. You know, each one of the cars.
Yeah, you always just
on the side of it, like 1, 2, 3, like that.
Helpful bystander observers.
And we tried, but we wasn't writing nothing.
Mm-hmm.
You know, but the lady came back out there about 3 days later and tell us, thanks, man. She got it fixed. He came there because she was trying to reach her husband.
Mm-hmm.
She apparently, her husband might have been busy. And he came and, I mean, the fella took her to her place and got it fixed back. And she came back on the corner. But 3 days later, mm-hmm. and told the two of us were still hanging around.
And told y'all would go down.
She appreciated it. Because that fella and that police did it and started talking today.
Listen, a similar thing happened to me, but they had the good sense to not talk in front of me. But we're not going to talk about that no more.
Listen. You know, like we was in.
Yeah.
And then we had a fella there when fool, like he was on that.
Okay.
But that thing with everybody got to be the court for 10 o'clock, they got to do something with that.
I got you. Thank you.
Don't let no police serve no war, no summons on no next police. You ain't going to ever get that.
Well, how is ordinary citizens supposed to serve summons on police?
But I think the police should have a section just for warrants. Not warrants.
They have a warrant section.
To do summons.
The warrant section should do the summons too, and they have a section. Anyway, thank you very much, caller. I got to go to the next caller. I got a lot of texts, and then another headline from The Guardian, Monroe. Some officers have requested to be removed from frontline duty. I really need to read this story. Good morning, caller.
Hey, good morning, Eric.
Morning, sir.
Morning, Nuri.
Blessings to you.
All is well?
Yeah, man.
Okay, Aaron.
Yes, sir.
I hear you talking about the summons thing, right?
Yes,
you summon
sir.
The police, how you pay the police to summon.
Mm-hmm.
Well, the only way you pay a police to summon somebody,
mm-hmm.
if it's like a marriage, getting a divorce,
mm-hmm.
That's when you pay the police for the summons. What are you going to go? Because he got to go look for the person.
Okay.
So you have to pay them in that area. Your lawyer will tell you that, Noel.
No. I don't want my lawyer. My lawyer could tell me anything. These lawyers will tell you anything.
No.
I want to know. I want to see. No. I want to see in law, right?
Yeah, that's in law.
I want to see.
Law.
No. I want to see in law where it says that you have to pay a police officer to deliver a summons. I need to see it. No. I need
to
see it in law, written in words.
Aaron, listen,
caller, I appreciate you, what you're telling me.
Hold on, listen to what I can tell you, though. You say you want to see it in law. I went and I talked to a lawyer.
What's the name of the act provision?
Huh?
What's the name of the act in the section of the act that indicates, right, that to have a summons delivered by a police officer, you have to pay the police officer.
No, see, you're saying to have a summons delivered by a police officer. I ain't talking about criminal activity.
But that's what we're talking about.
Right. Now, same way you questioned, I questioned my lawyer when she told me that I have to pay the police.
Did she show you an act? Did she show you an act? Did she show you the law, the Bahamian law?
She reached out to me. But what I'm saying is, right?
She could have.
That's the only time you have to pay a police when they are summonsing, when you want to summon somebody.
Mm-hmm.
See, because the reason for that, if you're divorcing somebody, mainly some of the people don't come. They don't show up.
Mm-hmm.
So, the lawyer will tell you, for you to get the person, you gotta get. It's just like a hire. You gotta hire for
that. I'm gonna change my life and become a lawyer. I gotta go, sir.
Okay.
I'm tired of living this life of Christ. I can change my life. Good morning, caller.
Morning.
Morning.
Morning, Aaron. Morning, Nuri.
Morning. How you do?
I'm doing well. I think I sent you a picture of your cousin, Aaron.
Listen, you ever had to deliver a summons to somebody?
I got a summons to go to jury, but I couldn't do jury because the court is not accessible for VHS.
So you mean upright citizen like yourself who would have done jury duty could not do jury duty because you could not get into the court house itself.
Quite not acceptable, and they're not going to provide an assistance for me. They need. I told the judge they need to change that, that discrimination that goes against the convention. Well, that's another story.
So let me ask you a question. You ever had to tell a judge, like you ever had to call the court and say, yeah, Your Honor, I was supposed to be in court, but since you all wouldn't make it possible for me to get inside the court, I ain't showing up today?
Yes, I called I call a judge.
And what did they say?
Judge, I understand. That's what he said, I understand. Well, you're excused.
Mm-hmm.
But I thought when he called me again, it'd be more accessible, so hopefully they can look at that. But I didn't want to congratulate the Progressive Liberal Party.
No, we're not talking about that today.
For that today, but that's what I congratulate them.
No, I tell you, we ain't doing that. Why you want to try slipping in? We ain't congratulating
them. All right, we talk something else then.
Pause. See, because you want to congratulate them on the 3 years, but they don't want to talk about the 3 years, so we're not going to talk about it.
Okay, yeah. You were talking about
talking about
traffic, right?
No, I'm talking about summonses.
Yeah, I got one.
I got another caller on the line.
Sure, let me wrap it up then. I got one before. It was a nice police officer gave it proper to me to my house.
Yeah, man, there's some nice officers for real. Like, let this conversation not convince you that there are no good police officers.
Before I go, the Sawyer boy, that Sawyer boy will be on your show on Friday?
No, the two Sawyer boys. I have the pleasure of knowing two.
One of the commercial on TV.
Yeah, I have the pleasure of knowing two handsome Sawyer boy, man.
It's
Eric Sawyer the third.
Congratulate them.
Yeah, Eric Sawyer the third. Insurance agent extraordinaire, $1 million round table legacy holder.
I know,
comedian also, hold on. Comedian also, one of the foundational members of the Sport 242. And then Sawyer Boy, Kalika Sawyer Boy. I always have to remember myself that he's Kalika's Sawyer Boy and not my Sawyer Boy. But Pumpkin, I gotta go.
He's awesome.
Yeah. Thank you. Let's go to the next caller. Good morning, caller.
Hey, Aaron Carl.
Hi, how you doing?
I'm good. You know, I don't think the gentleman who spoke to you earlier, before Poncanito, understand what you was actually saying. You don't want nobody worried for it.
Yeah.
You want to see it in black and white for yourself.
Someone quote the provision for me, because sometimes convention and practice presumes it into law. Like, it's like how we always talk about a deputy prime minister, and then we take money out of the treasury to give a deputy prime minister things that other members of parliament don't get, but it turns out the prime minister. But here all of these big grown adults are swearing that we always had a deputy prime minister, not with my taxpayer dollars.
Exactly. So that's what I'm saying. The gentleman didn't get that point.
Yes,
and
ma'am.
He was trying to tell him which part in the law is it written so you can see it with your own two eyes. It's written in black and white. Because, like you say, a lawyer can tell you anything.
Yes.
I can tell you anything.
Yes.
Does it make it the truth or does it make it right?
Yes, ma'am.
So I don't think he got that point.
Thank you very much.
All right,
have a great day. Let me read through these texts, and then we got to get to this headline. Monroe, some officers have requested to be removed from frontline duty. Text, we coming to you right after this break. You guys stay tuned. You're on the clock with Erin Green on Guardian Radio, 96.9 FM.
Where you going looking like that?
He say my skirt too short and my hair too blonde. And all my Barbies out. Lime green, no string, lady long rope jean. Magistrate control. Buddy, I feel like going to jail today. There just ain't no way I can change today. Baby, I have to show me how to do it.
Jump in your Japanese import. What you hear is... For the month of September, the HitSpot will install a band extender in your Japanese import for the discounted rate of only $79.99, VAT included. Get your band expander installed today at the HitSpot and listen to...
Star 106.5.
Plus, get fresh news and smart talk on...
Guardian Radio, 96.9 FM, Nassau, Bahamas.
I'm Leonard Sands.
And I'm Debbie Deal.
And you know us from the Contractors Association. We're excited to talk about our new show coming to Guardian Radio called Nailed It.
We are going
to
be on Thursday nights between 6:30 and 7:30.
So we're very happy to invite everyone to listen into our shows as we talk about construction, design-related things. Also,
if you are a subcontractor, if you're planning on building a home or renovating, you need to be a part of this show and tune in.
Nailed It. We're bringing Thursday night at 6:30 p.m. right here on Guardian Radio 96.9.
Love the show? Want to give your support? Become a sponsor today. Call 302-230. That's 302-2300. Become a sponsor on Guardian Radio 96.9 FM. Fresh news, smart talk, all day.
This is Guardian Radio 96.9 FM. Fresh news, smart talk, all day.
Good morning. Welcome back to On the Clock. Let's get through these texts. Hi, Aaron. Do you know you have to pay $350 a piece for a police officer to escort your float parade that less than 2 hours, and they demand that you have two officers? Like, I really want to know if this is lawful and legal in the Bahamas, right? Now, I expect consideration to be made or given, right? If a float parade means that you have to restrict the road, right? Here's my thing. If officers are being paid to be on duty, then why aren't they being assigned to a task within the hours that they're being paid for? If it's off-duty police officers, right, then what we need to do is we need to regularize and encode in law the protocol or the policy. Right? And there's so many issues, right? The question of a police staff association in and of itself. And then how it is organized. And whether any parts of it, these processes are entrenched in law. Another text. Good morning, Aaron. Your previous guest, that was a caller, wants to congratulate the PLP for their 3 years' accomplishments, and he still can't carry out jury duty due to unavailability of access for the handicapped. He is really joking. Okay, let's be easy with other people. He has a faith in the system, and because of his vulnerability, or vulnerabilities, right, disabilities, he has to rely on that system. I mean, the truth is, as frustrated as we are with governmental systems, civil society is not producing systems that people could rely on. So at the end of the day, vulnerable people, they count their eggs, they look out the field for the chickens to see how many left, and they make a determination of who they can rely on. As a text, morning, it's because you want to get your case resolved. So yes, you pay the police officer directly. Because I want to get my case resolved, that $30 to $50 goes straight in their hand. They ain't given no receipt. And if that summons is for another officer, that getting lost. And like that caller and you, Ms. Green, same thing happened to me years ago. A woman hit my car exiting the wrong lane on the highway. The police who finally came went to her first and didn't allow me to listen. And he took no pictures and no road measurements. 1 month later, no report. The mobile division said the responding officer's police station would issue the report instead of them. Ran behind them for another 2 weeks. Then they had the nerve to tell me they had to reinvestigate the accident from scratch because they didn't have enough information. I told them I had pictures on my phone. The officer said I had to give him my phone to show the senior officer. I told the point blank that I already had those pictures saved. Minutes later, I had my report, which had the woman in the wrong. Found out later she was a police reservist. I feel bad for those families, but all of those... But it is likely that the officers will beat any manslaughter charge. The same sentiments iterated by the lawyer for some of those individuals. Texter goes on, that's my point. Aren't police supposed to work 24/7? Is this a shift job? That's the next thing. What is the purpose of a police staff association if a police officer is never off duty? See, when you want to exert your authority over me, you're never off duty. When you want to exert your authority on me and over me, you're never off duty. But when you are required, right, when you have to live up to your obligations and your professional duties, then you are off duty. And these are things that people reconcile with and think about all the time. Another text, Aaron, I just want to educate C.A. Nuri on police escort. Last week, Saturday, I had to pull on the side of the road for a wedding convoy being escorted by two police outriders. I also had to pull on the side for a funeral procession. Did he know that? Yeah, he knew that. Don't watch nothing. We see it all the time. My question is, right? I could understand on a police car that's obviously on their way to an emergency. They come in. I don't pull on the side of the road and there's an accident. I'm responsible for the accident because it's like statutory. You, the driver, got to get out the way. But if it's a police, if it's a wedding escort, if you're taking someone to the airport, you're taking people to a funeral, right? Who is responsible then for the accident? And then here's the next thing. What happened to the police sirens? What do you all not buy the package that includes the siren? So if you on an outrider job, and I don't see you coming because it's the bright of day and your lights are not bright enough, and you're not using your siren, even though you're supposed to have a siren in the vehicle, then who is responsible? If you're not using all of the tools you have to indicate that you are in an emergency, who's responsible? Another quick text and then to our next story. I had an incident where an accident occurred. The investigating officer did an official traffic report, which he lied because he didn't do any road measurements. Then when the boss road traffic top cop sent us along with the sergeant, the measurements were totally different. He never came to court after this. It was thrown out. Buddy, I went to go pick up a police report. I was working for someone driving the company vehicle. And like the fifth time I went to pick up the report, an officer from the back of the station say, that's Miss Green's daughter again here for this report. Thank God for small mercies. All right, we're transitioning to a new story. Today's Guardian, Monroe. Some officers have requested to be removed from frontline duty. Petitioned Minister of National Security Wayne Monroe for help asking to be removed from frontline duty since several policemen have been appearing in the coroner's court for inquests into police-involved shootings, he said yesterday.
Rubbish.
Let me read it again, Mr. Newry.
Rouse and skirts. They insult our intelligence.
Let me read it again. Some officers have petitioned Minister of National Security Wayne Monroe for help asking to be removed from frontline duty since several policemen have been appearing in the coroner's court for inquests into police-involved shootings, he said yesterday. If I were not a responsible adult, I would think out loud, sir, you didn't tell me there were repercussions for, like, you
know. Killing people.
You didn't tell me that. I don't want to do this job no more. And talking about, would you say, like, outrageous things that you never thought you would hear or see out loud?
I heard no.
Remember that article from yesterday? Sir Franklin, oil majors to seek own margin rise, where he indicated, like, about 17 times in one statement that, you know, the government should look into it. It's worthy of consideration. Mm-hmm. The oil companies, we haven't had, you know, we haven't had a margin increase in decades.
Yeah, decades.
Right? And then I found this article from last week, two articles, in fact. Mm-hmm. First headline, Focal generates net income of $32.6 million in record year.
Record numbers.
And the second article, Focal Holdings Limited President Dexter Adley, that's it right there, said at the company's recent annual general meeting that the net income of $32.6 million it recorded in 2023 is the highest in the company's history,
ever,
setting a new record its employees should be proud of. So lest anybody think that I'm objecting or I'm disagreeing with Sir Wilson, I agree with him. The oil companies do deserve a review of the margin. And I hope that when they review it, it's determined that your margin should drop.
It can never happen.
I mean, but it should. It should drop.
All I get... get from that, I become biblical or scriptural?
Yeah, Focal reports transformational fiscal year 2023 with record net income. Freeport Oil Company Holdings Limited, a leading energy company in the Bahamas and Turks and Caicos, reported that the fiscal year 2023 was transformational, with the group recording its highest net income in its 30-year history.
You read the Bible, Aaron?
When my power goes off, because then my cable goes off and my phone goes off, I can't even call Jesus.
You,
I have to.
You ever read Isaiah 56 at verse 11?
No, read it for me.
Me?
I mean, I may have read it. You want me to read it out loud?
You can read it out loud.
You want me to read it out loud?
I mean, if you dared to read it, I'm just saying,
I don't want people to think I can't read the Bible.
Yeah, you can read
Isaiah 56 and 11, yea, they are greedy dogs which can never have enough, and they are shepherds that cannot understand. They all look to their own way, everyone for his gain from his quarter. The dogs have a mighty appetite. They never have enough.
I just said, I just get biblical.
All right, I see we have a caller on the line. Caller, producers coming to you in a second. I want to get back to this article. I want to be honest with you all. We have 2 minutes left. Good. We got 2 minutes left. So we're going to page 6 to continue reading from Monroe. Some officers have requested to be removed from frontline duty, but let's give it a second. Good morning, caller. You got 30 seconds.
Yeah. Aaron,
yes,
that's Earl Daly you called. I know he was liable for a couple suits. I wonder if he paid up.
So what? No, don't say it again.
Yeah, man. What you mean? When the
you said this.
I think one is trying to run a ground leak, and I think the minister must be come to say it. Then
you're talking about the Exuma oil spill, where we were told that a fine has been, has been determined, but it's going to be a confidential settlement. That one?
Yeah, nothing about that. You don't know what come. That was one, but it was two. It was another something again.
I got you. I got to research that. I'm sure I got it in my notes somewhere.
I catch you.
Thank you. Let me read quickly in my last minute and a half. Monroe made the comments to reporters when asked about Coroner Cara Turnquest DeVoe's recently issued summonses for 14 policemen to appear before her this week. Coroner's juries returned verdicts of homicide by manslaughter against the 14 officers. Yesterday, Monroe, a former criminal defense attorney, said while the legal process plays out, the public should not rush to judgment in any of the cases. Quote, the one thing that the public should not do is equate the fact that this has happened with the guilt of these officers, close quotes, Monroe told reporters outside the House of Assembly yesterday. Quote, that would be against the process. There are some challenges that as minister I've been confronted with since all of this happened. There have been officers who have been asking me to intervene to remove them from frontline duty. Quote, I don't run the police force, so I can't help them, but at the end of the day, it is something that we must all be mindful of. There's a process, and we respect the process. Again, I'm going to read quickly the opening paragraph. Monroe, some officers have requested to be removed from frontline duty, and they have petitioned the minister asking to be removed from frontline duty since several policemen have been appearing in the coroner's court for inquest into police-involved shootings, he said yesterday. Last text to end the show. Good morning, Ms. Green. As per the previous text, officers engaged for escort duties are off-duty officers and are engaged via the Police Staff Association. As per the second point you raised, the Police Staff Association came into being by an act of parliament. Dear sir, I don't care that it came into being by an act of parliament. A judicial review could determine that it is bad law and it needs to be removed. Are you okay with that? You know, then we should all be okay with that. So, yes, the entity is a legally established entity. That's cool. But if uniformed officers cannot have a union, then we must be very sure that the Police Staff Association is not acting like a union. And why, if police officers are on duty 24/7, can they operate as off-duty police officers and get paid? Right? All of these things must be discussed, and they must be discussed in the public. Anyway, I'm all out of time, so we cannot continue to discuss it right now. Guardian Radio AM with C.A. Newry is up next.